Well, I'm Janice, and I'm a asker.
I'm Alan, and I'm an answerer. I'm a newcomer to Seattle.
Okay, well, I didn't ask to be born here, but I was, and I've been here off and on for 73 years now. And I have children who were also born here and have lived other places and now continue to live in the area, and we have one school-age child in the family now. So it's been surprising to us to see how fast Seattle has grown in just recent years. For so many years, it was, you know, a little over 500,000, and it never seemed that it was going to get any bigger than that, but we're pushing 1 million now.
Oh, wow. What part of the change has been, like, most, I suppose, unsettling?
Unsettling to me is that living in the same place for so many years, the neighborhood around me has changed. So that although I used to know all my neighbors, the turnover has become so large and so fast that, and the character of the neighborhood has changed, so that people who live in my neighborhood now look at us and think, who are you and where did you come from? Well, we've been there all along. Yeah, so that's been the most unsettling, is living in the same place and having the character of the place change around me.
Do you think the whole city is experiencing that, like the community sort of not existing anymore?
Well, I don't think it's the community not existing.
Or I mean, the not having the sort of smaller town community where everyone knows everyone, and it changing into this sort of big disconnected city.
I think, yeah, the people coming in say that they're experiencing a freeze, but in a way, it's kind of for me, it's wanting to stay still and waiting for it to stop happening so I'll know what to do next. And it's not going to stop, and it's not going to stop happening. Everything is going to continue to change. And I know a few years ago when we changed to the new millennium and everybody started getting trained at work to learn how to deal with change. And that's something that I think we're going to have to get used to it, that things aren't going to settle down, that things are going to continue to change. So you say you planning on sticking around. Mm-hmm. You're still a single person, fairly new. And do you see yourself staying and starting a family, or?
I have no clue what I'm going to do. I just moved out here after college, so I really don't know what I want. I'm not sure if I want to stay in Seattle and, you know, settle down for what's hopefully a very long time, or if I'm going to hop around to a bunch of cities, or I have no idea.
I don't know what to say that. once I posted something recently, and it might have been on the KUOW site on Facebook, that for me, Seattle is like my family, and I'm in it for the long haul, and I ended up saying at the end of it, Seattle, not just another one-night stand. But that's kind of, I've lived in a lot of other places, and I like traveling. I like to travel a lot, all over the world. But I always considered Seattle as the place I wanted to come back to, and that it was my home, no matter, you know, what happened here. It would just always be my home. But so I have a perspective that I'm going to stay here no matter what happens. Mm-hmm. And you're coming in, and it might be the place that you stay, but it also may just be the next stop on the road to the rest of mm-hmm. your life.
Hopefully better than just a one-night stand.
Oh, I hope so.